This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Browns will be flexed again. Man, we have to be the most limber.
No. We're flexed again.
We are the most limber team in the history of the NFL, having now getting flexed twice. As you know, they got flexed for this week, which was supposed to be the game on Thursday night that got moved to Sunday, and now they have been flexed again off of Sunday night football. Anyone shocked? Bueller? No. No one shocked.
Do you want me to put a different spin on it?
Okay, sure.
I would like to say this is a good thing. The fact that the Browns were on Thursday night football and Sunday night football on the second and third to last weeks of the regular season shows what the NFL thought the Browns might be able to do this year.
And we'll be back to one Thursday night game in week two next year.
Can't have nice thing.
I know. How disappointing is it? Because clearly you don't schedule a team for those games.
No.
Unless you think that they're going to be something, right?
Sure.
And the same thing with the Dolphins. You know who the Browns do play in that game that just got flexed out. People thought the Dolphins would be pretty good. That's not been the case. And Browns-Bengals, you know, you thought Bengals, Joe Burrow, so it's kind of disappointing all the way around. But by golly, going into the season, the NFL thought, hey, these guys will be all right.
Oh, they were pumped. Oh, well,
don't you
look
think
at this.
Don't you think that's true, though?
Remember when we
Deshaun
had
Watson is going to be good this year.
Mike North on.
Yeah.
The guy who puts the schedule together, guys who puts the schedule together.
He was cool.
And he hopped on with us, and he was like, we built this schedule with the idea that the Browns and the AFC North was going to be must-see TV.
Yep.
Down the stretch of who was going to make the playoffs. And
can't have nice things.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I'd put it.
It is a crazy week of football next week. And also with the Browns.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, so the flex scheduling really kind of threw a loop into everything. Let me just go through what's going on here for next week, because they finally announced the Saturday games for December 28th. So NFL Network has all of those games on that Saturday, December 28th. And that'll be Chargers and Patriots, Broncos and Bengals, and Arizona and the Rams. So I'm going to give you the big picture of what's going on for week 17. So we'll start with Christmas. On Netflix, remember, Netflix has two games on Christmas this year. Kansas City and Pittsburgh. That's a pretty good draw, right? That'll be a good one.
Well, yes. Technology permitting.
And Ravens-Texans. also. So
very good game.
Two teams from the AFC North will be done on Wednesday.
And there's your schedule guy saying the AFC North is going to be must-watch TV.
Yeah.
And Beyonce doing the halftime show.
Oh, in between halftime of the which game?
I think the later game for Houston, but don't hold me to that. I know it's Beyonce for one of them.
She's from Houston, so which one do you think? She's going to be in her hometown on Christmas Day.
The other quick thought on
that
this,
game's
too.
In Houston, right?
Yes, game is in Houston.
So that's got to be the game.
Just the quick thought
you know,
on
this
game.
I've met Beyonce.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Ding!
Do we have a gong?
That's the loudest ding we can hand out.
Do we have a gong?
God.
Can we find one of those? That'd be
awesome.
She
was delightful.
What did you guys talk about? I can't imagine.
I already told you.
Oh.
I told you some time ago.
Nice job, by the way. I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
It wasn't that meaningful.
Was to her.
Well, I mean, she's. What did you say to her? Like, I remember you from Austin Powers, or what did you say?
We would remember if you met Beyonce. Trust me.
I would have remembered this.
Yeah, we would have remembered that.
I told you this before.
Oh, you were sitting next to her and Jay-Z or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Cavs against the Nets in.
Wait, you also met Jay-Z?
Yeah. They were both very cordial and very nice.
And?
I did an interview with Jay-Z during a game.
Did he call you Jeff?
It was right when I think it was right when they announced that they were moving to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Is what it was. And he agreed to do this interview, which was great. And he was courtside. And so when it came time to do it, I went out onto the court. And there's Beyonce sitting next to him.
Did you ask her to move?
And I said,
you could sit and talk to him.
I said to her, and I introduced myself, and I said, you were great on Letterman last night.
Oh,
she was on Letterman the night before.
Yes.
And she said, oh, was I really? And I thought, I'm the doofy sports guy, so my opinion probably doesn't matter much. But I said, yeah, you were really funny. She goes, oh, my God, I was so nervous. I really was so nervous. But I said, yeah, you were funny. She goes, oh, thank you. And I said, by the way, you're pretty good looking.
And then she said, is that Jeff with a G? And you were like, no. And she was like, oh.
And then Jay-Z was terrific. So I was very impressed by both of them, and they couldn't have been nicer.
Do you think either one of them called you by name or remembered who you were?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. At least you can stay humble. I appreciate that about you. That's why I like working with you.
Thanks.
I can't believe we have a new level of name drop on this now. The gong.
Oh, we've had it. We just don't use it very often because we don't hit gong level. We know people. We just don't know gong level people.
Okay, good. I don't want to put us in that predicament again. Jeff, the fact that the...
Met Warren Buffett, too.
What is that?
Ding!
That's just standard.
One of the richest men in the world. Just a ding.
Yeah, if Warren Buffett walked into
a room... He remembered my name.
Ding!
I was so impressed. It was ridiculous.
If Warren Buffett walked into a room full of people, how many people would go, oh, that's Warren Buffett?
Anybody who's smart enough to realize you follow the money. That's a good point.
If Beyonce walked into a room, yeah, you know.
Even if you didn't know who she was, yeah.
You know.
I can't believe I work with you guys. It's the coolest thing ever. Jeff, on December 25th, Christmas, NFL will go head-to-head with the NBA. Who wins?
Are you seriously asking me that question?
I'm seriously asking you.
I can't imagine the conversation that Adam Silver and Roger Goodell had the first time that they saw each other after the NFL destroyed the NBA in ratings on Christmas Day. And Roger said, hey, but we liked it so much, we're going to keep doing it. Oh.
And by the way, we're putting it on Netflix. We've never shown a game there before, and we were still going to trounce you. People won't even know. They'll be like, oh, wait a minute, what?
And here's the thing.
The game is on Netflix.
And the games are good games.
Yeah. And you know the other thing you get that we didn't get here in Cleveland on Sunday? Will Taylor be there? It's Christmas for the Kelseys or the Swifts.
Christmas with the Kelseys.
I think Donna's in a Hallmark movie coming up here, isn't she? I don't know if it's been out yet. Yeah.
Gosh, Andy, I haven't checked my Kelsey calendar lately. I'm not sure. I can't keep them straight.
Christmas with the Kelseys. She's just a small town singer who runs into a mild mannered football player. And the next thing you know, they've got to break up with everyone they're seeing so they can date, just like in all the other Hallmark movies. Seriously, they have one script. They just change the set so it's a different season. And then they're like, oh, well, I'm moving back to my small town to help out my family's business.
I'm giving up this international tour business
where I make
billions.
Yes.
Because I'm going to go back and sell cantaloupes.
I would like to point out that we've now flexed the Browns being flexed.
Flexed it right out of this segment, didn't we?
We did.
Darn right, we did.
By the way, did we tell you the Browns-Dolphins game got flexed to 405? Okay, I just want you to know that. Okay. Going along with the schedule for that week. But listen, I mean, look at the days.
Here's how bad that is, though, Andy.
Okay.
They're flexing in the Falcons and Commanders. That's how bad it is. Did you see the Falcons?
Daniel's a good time,
okay,
man.
There's one. Did you see the Falcons last night?
So when they write the final chapter of the Cleveland Browns, they will say, the first team to ever be on Monday Night Football against the Jets, they set the new standard. And then in 2024, they were the first team to be ever flexed out of two games in one season and the first ever Thursday night flex in NFL history. So what is interesting about football, if you love the NFL, you are going to love next week. Two games on Wednesday on Netflix, okay? I'm sorry, yeah, on Wednesday, on Christmas. Chiefs-Steelers, 1 o'clock.
Big game.
Ravens-Texans, 4:30.
Big game.
Man, the AFC North could be up for grabs the last week we play, when we play Baltimore. That could be an interesting game. Then on Thursday, December 26th, Seahawks at Bears, Thursday night game, Prime Video, 8:15. On Saturday, there will already have been six games played before one of the major networks hits a game. That's pretty amazing. Saturday the 28th, these games just released again today. Chargers-Patriots 1, Broncos-Bengals 4:30, Cardinals-Rams 8 o'clock at night. Then on Sunday, you've got a slew of games, which includes the Browns in the national window again at 4:05 against Miami. So Jets, Bills, Titans, Jags, Packers, Vikings. That'll be a good game. Raiders, Saints, Colts, Giants, Panthers, Bucks, Dolphins, Browns, Cowboys, Eagles. Cowboys, Eagles. Oh, you got your choice at 4:05, 4:25 on the 29th. What do you think the ratings are going to be for the Dolphins, Browns compared to Cowboys, Eagles?
I am going to withhold comment.
Falcons, Commanders at 8:20. Then the Monday nighter will be the Lions and Niners. Let's talk a little bit more about this. Your thoughts on the history-making double flex that the Browns are now facing as they end the season with the final three games of the year. 216-474-0092, Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.